It's time again for Checkoff Chat, that conversation brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars that are managed by the Wisconsin Beef Council. Don't forget, that includes you dairy producers that market animals, your cull cows, your calf market. And speaking of markets, it's also brought to you courtesy of Equity Cooperative Livestock, proud sponsor of Checkoff Chats. You can visit equitycoop.com to find out more about marketing opportunities there, celebrating 100 years. Joining us now is the communications coordinator for the Wisconsin Beef Council. That's Angie Hork, and the staff has been very, very busy attending conferences and big events. I caught up with Angie at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days for a couple minutes. Just because it's summertime does not mean that you folks at the Beef Council are not staying engaged in every facet of where beef goes, and that includes still coordinating projects with classrooms. Explain that, Angie.
Yeah, you know what? We have a great in the classroom grant program. I couldn't tell you exactly how many years we've been doing it, but it's been quite a while now. But we reached 130 classrooms this past school year. So that's fall of 2021 and the spring semester of 2022. We actually funded 130 classrooms to help them buy beef. So family and consumer science teachers, ProStart teachers, those culinary classes that we are seeing a lot more now in Wisconsin high schools, prepping students to go into the food service industry. We reached those teachers with some funds to help them buy beef. So they actually could go out to the supermarket or their local meat market and buy beef, and then the students got to work with it through the year.
Yeah, and that's that pan really does bring benefits, because obviously a lot of those classrooms are financially challenged, especially in this day and time, might be a little challenging for them to bring beef. And you don't really limit. It's not like you say this has got to be hamburger. You let the teachers, those culinary instructors, kind of decide how to channel that purchase, right?
We do, definitely. And, you know, going back through our evaluations from the year, the teachers need to submit their receipts with a full evaluation of the program. There's so many great comments that a lot of these teachers wouldn't be able to go out and actually buy beef for the classroom because they have such limited resources. And with the price of beef these days, it's a little bit higher than we've seen in the past. But this grant actually gives them the opportunity to go out and buy burger, buy steaks, buy roasts. If you go through the evaluations, they're using about every beef cut you can think of, short ribs, flank steak, of course, ground beef. And then also, too, in these comments, sometimes it's the first time that these kids get to actually cook beef. So that's great to see, too. And we're reaching the whole state, from urban Milwaukee schools to all of, you know, it's open to every school in the state of Wisconsin. And we've got the whole state covered with 130 classes. And we reached 9,300 students, and we almost doubled our reach from last year. So this program keeps blooming and building and expanding. It's just so great to see. It's amazing use of our checkoff dollars.
Now, do you see repeat schools, or are you seeing quite often new interest in the grant program?
I would say both. We definitely have repeat teachers because they once they sign up for this grant and they get the resources too. You know, and also I haven't mentioned yet, but we send them cut chart posters for their classroom and some confident cooking handouts for the students to take home to mom and dad, and then they can have the recipes at home. Once they get this, the resources and the money, the funding, we do have definitely have repeat teachers. And then also, I think as each year, as the program blossoms, that the word of mouth is spreading too through the teaching community. They're like, hey, don't, you know, make sure you watch out for that beef in the classroom grant. Don't miss that here in the fall. So yeah, I mean, we like doubled our reach this year.
Wow.
So yeah, it's both repeat and new teachers.
So, and geographically speaking, I mean, I'm thinking that some beef producers might say, well, yeah, but only urban schools have culinary classes or those kinds of Pro Start teams, what kind of geography do you see covered?
We are covering the whole state from Superior High School to Cuba City High School to Martin Luther King High School in Milwaukee. We're covering the whole state, and it's open to all family and consumer science teachers, culinary teachers, and then also to ag teachers. So those ag teachers and FFA instructors, if they also have a beef class or a class where this beef grant would fit into their curriculum, we will fund them also. Our funding is based on the number of students. So if...